What's up, guys? I've got a cold, so I'm not gonna go as long on this one, but we'll get everything done still. And then I'll do some quick questions if I'm not feeling like I'm gonna fall over. Thanks. I'm already on the upswing, so I'm doing fine. What's up, Rust? Alrighty. Let's see. How many we got people still coming in? Good numbers today. We keep growing. This is really pleasing. We got a lot of activity going on in the directorate, and it's nice to see it showing up in the line members. We have about a month ago, we were at like 360 at one fireside. That was our lowest, and we just topped 500. So very, very good. Goodswarm is definitely growers, not showers. Obviously, if you catch us right as we hopped out the pool, it's a little embarrassing. But if we can have like five or six rage pings, it gets to be pretty nice. That's when we show off. All right. So, this is not going to be the spiciest fireside, but I'm just going to tease you guys really bad at speaking and growing and not showing. Next week's fireside, if everything falls into place, going to be mega spicy. We're going to have some like really good stuff. So, I think you guys are going to I mean, there's one thing next week that you guys are gonna like really flip out about, and maybe not in a good way, but still, I'm excited about it. All right, this week though, we gotta talk about some fun stuff. First off, I want to say I don't know if you guys, you know what? By the way, Orlando, you say a Madras level spice or Vindaloo? I have no idea, dude. I think a little pepper is too spicy, so I really couldn't tell you, but it's spicy. I once went to a Jamaican restaurant and asked for the food with no spice, and like for the next 2 days, I was dying every time I went to the toilet on the no spice Jamaican food. All right, so I wanted to tell you guys, or just say, yeah, I don't know if you guys saw Dunk Dinkle, the leader of Brave, is standing down. He was a very good leader for Brave, a great guy, and he will be greatly missed. He put them in a great place, and I think a lot of you got to see him or interact with him, or at least watch him do his work, and as well as I do, that he was a good person for Eve. So we're gonna miss him. I don't know the new exec's Jinx, but I've heard some very good things about him. So, looking forward to meeting him and interacting with him and seeing him step into those shoes. It's tough. They're stepping into the shoes of a prolific leader can be hard. So, but I expect good things out of him too. So I wanted to talk about the Beehive. It's been going well. We've been defending a lot of ships. We are definitely encouraging people to get into Ishtars. We've had a lot of success with that. I've been out riding in an Ishtar this week and made some good money, and it was pretty easy. It's everything I remembered. Actually, the money is a little better now than it used to be. But if you can get involved in the Beehive, you want to do home defense. We've got a lot of good opportunities there. That's where a lot of our action is coming in lately, is home defense. And then there's a fit in there for you by Seaford. There's a pretty cool promotion going on from CCP. Sniper, you can talk about that, right?
I can.
All right, why don't you do that before my voice gives out?
Sure, happy to give you a quick break. So I'm gonna link this thread so you can follow around. We've pinged it out a number of times. Basically, with the patch that came out this week, CCP is giving away 7 days of Omega, so you can use that to spin up another alt for a couple days, get a little bit faster character training on your alphas, whatever. It's free money, right? Go use it. And then the second piece of that is that they also are allowing you to retroactively refer your accounts. So if your account was not created with a referral link because it's from before those existed, or you forgot, or whatever, you can go through and do all of those on your main. There's instructions on how to do that in the thread. You can't refer, and I won't, it's goofy to explain, but basically you can't refer an account from an account that you referred, so you'll be able to do all of them but your main. And when you refer the accounts, you get 1 million skill points on the Target account, and then if you've ever bought Plex or paid for Omega with cash, you get rewards on your main. For your mains, there's a spreadsheet in this forum thread that is basically like a pay it forward kind of thing, where like you paste your link, somebody will use it, and then they'll paste one for the next person to use.
Nothing better than a spreadsheet for goons, right? Alpha Delta is still a thing, yeah. Alden. We'll get questions at the end.
Yeah, I just spammed that link a bunch of times, so if you need to know how to do that, there's the forum link for you.
And guys, I want to tell you, save up your SP. Like I said, spicy things in the future. You can apply that SP towards a new doctrine. Is it going to be Absolutions? Is it going to be Vultures? Is it going to be main fleet of Dreadnoughts? We're just going to roll around and haul Dreadnoughts. Like, it could be a lot of things, but I guarantee you there could be some spicy things. So all that SP that you're getting, make sure you have it saved so you can hop in immediately. Could be a main fleet with shacks. There's a lot of stuff that could be going in, so just be ready, all right? All right, let me check my notes here. Yep, and then I've told you guys that I want you to get to know our directors a little better. This week we have added two new directors, Don Rea and Danny Slater. Both came to their first Illa meeting today, along with Zintage. And we had two directors standing down. Kathy Iron and Contan are both standing down, so we want to say thank you to those guys and hello to the new directors. We'll be adding more directors as the time goes on, but today you're going to get to talk to an old director. And I do mean very old in Goon Age and also in real life age. Atrium is our director, and he's going to talk about what he does. Atrium, the floor is yours.
All right. You guys hear me?
Yep. Nope.
I'm getting conflicted advice. Some people are saying yes, some saying no.
I love you guys. It's perfect. Go ahead, Atrium.
All right, so most of you know me. I've been the reimbursement director since 2011 when the BS reimbursement director got tired of doing AT&T U-verse installs in the backwoods of Louisiana and said, fuck this game. So I've been doing it ever since. I added the monthly participation metrics that I do in like 2017, 2018. And I don't know, are we announcing it today, Asher? I am going to be heading up the team that does the blue shoots, mining, ratting, and shot blue stuff. So I am going to expand from my market fuckery pings to people being shitty to each other in space. And I guess a little bit about me personally is I'm 43. I'm not that old. I've been in the Army National Guards for 22 years, and I work in IT for a large oil and gas company.
Can you talk a little bit about what you do as reimbursement director?
Yeah, so reimbursement director, it ebbs and flows, right? Some months we have, like at peacetime, we're pushing out about 100 to 200 billion ISK a month, and during wartime that can be over a trillion a month. And so I've got a team of like 8 people that essentially shovels money but from the alliance out to you guys. When I first started in that role, I was all about customer service and being really friendly, and then I realized that most of you suck like very hard, so I focus on efficiency, right? So it's kind of, here's the rules. They're posted very clearly. And if you follow the rules, you collect your money very quickly. If you don't follow the rules, you don't get anything and do better next time. So that's kind of the way I've prioritized it. And, you know, during the war, you'll commonly see me or someone else on my team that's like reimbursing as the fight's going on. So like I said, I prioritize speed of return more than, people's feelings. So you get your ISK fast, but if you mess up, that's on you. And that's kind of been, I don't know, that's a little bit of a military philosophy, but it's always been, I posted the rules, they're clear, they're easy to read, and if you don't read them, that's one of your guys' problems, not my problem. Do we have any questions for me in the chat? Oh, a common question that I got, and the answer is going to still be no, there is not going to be Ishtar reimbursement. Fly your Myrmidons.
If you guys are at all paying attention, then you should not lose it. So
It costs, yes, people do get off the Goonfucker ACL. Used to be it was a death sentence, and I would leave people on there for 6 to 9 months, and then when I would check, they would no longer be in the alliance. But we had a Stock Lobster and one other person that actually sweated out the 6 months on the Goonfucker ACL and started ailing me every month until I took pity on them and let them out.
And HM, can you talk about how you complicate my job by yelling at other corporations and having them come yell at me that you're mean?
Yeah. Yeah. So we can talk about that. There are a couple of corporations in this alliance that are on my preferred list of people that I never want to have to deal with. And sometimes they have members that they don't keep in line. And when those members step out of line and I ping everyone about it, I make sure to let you know what corporation they're from, because I would like the corporation to keep their less intelligent members in a pen. And if they can't, then they're going to have to, you know, hear their name being dragged through the mud. And there's some corps, you know, like, I don't know, let's say now Cruzados, that, you know, they're used to their name being dragged through the mud, so it doesn't really bother them. But some of our other corps get very offended when their name is dragged through the mud, and then they go write like 5-page messages to Asher about how I'm a big bad meanie and I shouldn't say true but hurtful things about them.
We have had 5 pages before, yeah. All right. Thanks, Atrium. That was a pretty fun. I think that's our best one so far out of the two we've had. So you've set a very low bar, but you did a good job there.
Thanks.
All right. Let me go do questions now, and then I'm gonna answer a few, then tip out of here and go cough up a lung. New doctrines? Yep, they're coming eventually. Not yet, but they will be coming. That's why I'm saying save your SP. We're looking at command ships, we're looking at some battleships. It's pretty exciting stuff. I would love to leak those logs, Lord Jason, but like honestly, it just leads to this whole like drama meltdown that is fun for an hour and then just a headache for a long time. Pocono, I'm not answering that question. You're disgusting. So Pocono, it's nice to see you participating, but he is like literally one of the worst posters, sometimes the best, but also the worst in the Alliance. And he's the person for whom I invented the word sack, which is really a useful thing. Other FCs can do this. I never really felt it was fair to just mute someone, but you give them a sack of words. And these words are not fully realized words. They're like, if you ever watched the classic movie Ernest Saves Christmas, you know how Santa pulls out the crystal ball and then it becomes the gift the child wants? This is like the Pocono word sack. So I would put like 15 words in the word sack. They could be any amount, any word, just 15 of them. So if you ever need, as an FC, if you ever have someone, you know, annoying you, just give them a sack of words. You've got 15 words to use the rest of the fleet, and or the rest of the day. It's my new favorite Navy Dread. As far as looks, I like how the Phoenix looks. It looks really cool. I don't know about the mechanically. Zernitra Doctrine announcement one? Maybe, Princess Abby. We are already reimbursing Zernitras, so please get them. They're cool. UPG update. We'll have a good one for you next week, Kruktar. But like that's already being handled right now, so it's just going to be finalizing some stuff. In-game fitting manager. Person is getting promoted today to do that. We're getting them the roles, so that'll be there. Plans for Navy Dreads? No plans as of yet. Indice prices, it depends. Like they're probably going to be like cool, but not actually good for Alliance level doctrine. Will the new Hack Doctrine cargo expanders, if I have my way, yes. Was that sarcasm on Sardinus? No, we give Revolution plus $1 billion for SRP. So if you want to have a Zernitra, please do. You get reimbursed by Revolation plus $1 billion. I don't mean we give you a Revolation. I mean that you get reimbursed however much Revolation would plus $1 billion on top of that. Join Beehive, like Mike said. There's still double reimbursement for Goon Fleet. I don't know. Ask HRM. I think there is. Yep. Okay, yes. Navy Dread SRP, haven't discussed it yet, Light Monk. Like I said, I want to see the prices shake out. I'm not sure how good they are for a fleet. Like, if you're like going to be like doing solo stuff in them, they make a lot of sense. Yeah, we should talk about the Kraken, SIG, and SWAT. They're doing really well. Both those guys are doing great. Also, Bomberwolf has been rebooted, so I'm glad you brought that up because I meant to talk about that earlier, but. Both SWAT and Kraken have proved to be Basically, we gave them a provisional test. So like, hey, go out here, do things, and show that you can do it. And both of them have done that. And so they are now, we're going to be like approved to like official level six. They're going to get everything like that. So it's pretty impressive the way they're working. And then Joanna Stelspear is starting up Bomber Waffa again. So if you're into bombing and we like those, go ahead and get involved in that. And then there is also a new social swarm called Pen and Paper Swarm, which I assume is going to be like Dungeons and Dragons nerds. I'm not exactly sure, but they're starting up soon. And so you can get involved in that too. Although I guess it's not new, but someone told me to promote it. All right, and then we have an incursion right now, so if you want to go make money on the incursion, you can also do that. The guys are running it and making a lot of isk right now. I have one more thing I wanted to talk about, but I think I'm just like totally spacing on it. Any directors remember that something I missed? Oh, the blog, right? Weren't we talking about the blog? Yeah, okay.
Cool. It's not ready to launch yet, but
we're gonna
talk about. Looks pretty
cool. Okay. So we talked about this last week, and this has gone from sort of an idea a week ago to almost ready to launch. We'll be having a news blog that will be updated every day with, you know, just sort of the stuff that you might get on the fireside, but more day-to-day stuff. And it'll help you keep up with information like what fleets went out today, what battles were there, what are we looking for, that kind of thing. It'll be real easy to have all this information in one place. We realized that sort of like, with you know where all the information is right now, it could be in the MFT Diva channel, it could be in a forum thread, it could be in a fireside. We want to have that more centralized so that if you miss 3 or 4 days of Goonhood going on, then you will be able to catch up. And so that's what we're going to do is Goonmean's ideas, and I think it's a really good idea. We're also looking to get a new director to handle that, and we have a pretty good candidate, so we'll see how that goes. There might be a new Rest in Piss coming soon. Is that blog replacing INN? Yeah, INN is not affiliated with the Imperium anymore. They're still doing their thing. But, you know, that's not they're not affiliated with us. So although the name would say, you know, INN Imperium News, but I don't know if they're going to rebrand or keep it. But, yeah, this will be an Imperium-affiliated news channel.
It'd be a little different, though. Like, Imperium News was always about like Eve game news and like game industry stuff. This is very much focused on internal stuff. So like, you know, we just got a ping from, who was it? Sniper about the SP thing. That's a good example. It's like something you get in a ping. So you just look at a ping, but it'll have like an article on there that says, this is how you get your free SP. Like another example, like I changed the lift fit last week. So I've been using that as an example. That's something I pinged out once. You may or may not have been online to see that, right? So how do you actually get messaged to everyone that probably didn't see that ping or isn't there for 3 days while it was being pinged out 10 times a day? The solution is to have an article in there so you can kind of catch up on stuff like that. But it's not going to be like Eve news. It'll be like more like a director blog almost, you could think of it as.
Yep, and so basically what Kasnir said and Kimmy's talking about, this is just for Goon news. This is not for, hey, here's something interesting happening, you know, in Horde Space or Brave Space, or there was a big fight in LoSec. Like, that's going to be, you know, for a news site to cover, whereas we are going to be covering internal stuff. It's so you guys can stay caught up on what's going on in the Imperium. You know, so... it has a different purpose and a different function. As far as if you want to write for it, yeah, like if you want to condense like a battle report and talk to an FC, you know, that's something I would love. I think that adds a lot of value. Like, hey, here's a battle that happened. I talked to the FC. He said this went on, and you could write a paragraph or two. You know, it doesn't need to be like a whole article, but just a little bit. That adds a lot of value. I think people would love to read that kind of thing, especially if you can get, you know, especially if it's something you went on yourself. Those are like always enjoyed, and people like to read about fleets that happen. So that'll be launching relatively soon, and I'm looking forward to it. Will there be a comic section? It's going to be just dick butts all the way down. yeah, idiot crab callouts will be satisfying. Here's the thing is, like, if you guys notice that a lot of the people who die, like a lot of our crabs who die, tend to be, it feels like they're idiots. But remember, they're being targeted because of that. Like, a lot of them get targeted because they know that they only speak Russian or they only speak Chinese, and so it'll be harder for us to save them. And they also look for people that are out of the group, like, that are not on comms. Like, this is, they're pretty sophisticated in the way they hunt people, so it feels good to just be like, wow, they're so dumb. But, like, you have to remember that they're targeted because they're so dumb. And sometimes it's just that they don't actually have the capability to interface with us. So, like, it's a little column A and a little column B. I would just say don't get yourself tied up too much into if someone random super dies in Delve, don't let your personal pride be on the line there, because it was probably somebody who was targeted because they felt like they were away from the flock, right? They were lagging behind. Yep, and it is, if you get dropped, it is very nerve-wracking. I've seen some people just totally freeze. All right, I'm flagging pretty hard. I'm going to go call it. Thank you, guys. This has been a really good meeting. Numbers way up. Directorate is doing great job and really active. Our meetings have been really good the last few weeks. Thank you guys so much for coming. Have a wonderful Saturday.